now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is, well, the Ask Roland program. Hope you enjoy it. We're going to talk about religion today. What is religion? Now, I have to say that most people don't really... Well, how can I say this? Most people don't really know what religion is. They think it's church or going to some organized group or singing songs or studying some kind of, writings. But that's not what religion is. What is religion? Now, I'm going to talk about it today, maybe in a little different way than you've heard before. And I hope you enjoy it, because this is very, very important, because I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Now, what has happened is, now, there are a lot of people that have been completely turned off to Christianity, for example, which is a noble religion. They've been turned off because, frankly, the people who they have seen have not really represented true Christianity. In other words, the so-called Christians that they've known are not really Christians. See, they're Christians in name only. They practice churchianity. See, they haven't really known any, maybe they have known some real Christians, but the real Christians are most likely to kind of go about their life quietly, lead a decent and godly life in all peaceableness and honesty, and they're not the ones that, step to the fore and shoot their mouth off. It's the ones that get up and shoot their mouth off very often that are, that give Christianity a bad name. So, if you are a person who has been off to Christianity, well, then I will just say there's a good chance that you haven't really known, that you haven't known any Christians. I think Gandhi said that, didn't he? They asked him about Christianity, and he says, well, it sounds very nice, but I've never met a real Christian. I think he was onto something there. So you see, so what happens then when if we encounter, let me talk about it in the negative, and that way you'll be able to see the positive. In the light of truth, you'll be able to see the negative in the light of truth, and the truth itself is very positive there. So let's talk about it, shall we? And those of you who are Christians, or are spiritual or religious, then you can enjoy the conversation, the little discussion that we're having today. And please, don't be offended. We're just having a discussion here. That's all. Now, so what happens then to the person who becomes acquainted with and is surrounded by, or grows up in a home, or somewhere along the line gets caught up with those who appear to be Christians but aren't really? They're Christians in name only. They may say all the right things and even apparently do all the right things, but something is not quite right. Something is missing. Okay, so what happens? Well, here's what happens. Number one, let me give you a couple of different scenarios. First thing that might happen is that they become totally turned off to Christianity, because maybe Christianity was forced upon them. Or we'll just say religion. It could be religion of any kind, but I'm primarily focusing on Christianity here today, because I happen to be, I happen to believe that Christ was who he said he was, and he really did what they say that he did, and he is who they say that he really is. But, I have to preface that by saying that there has to be a lot more said. So what happens if you run into Christians? The first type is the one that forces religion upon you. They force Christianity upon you. They try to force you to be good, try to force you to be nice, force you to study. See what I mean? Well, something's wrong there, because, Christianity ought not to be forced upon anybody. So something is wrong, and so many of those people become turned off. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we are again. This is the Ask Roland Show. I'm talking today about Christianity, and I said most of us have not known true Christians, or if we did, we didn't recognize them because they were quiet, they went about their business. You didn't know. They didn't step to the fore and shoot their mouth off. It's the big talkers, you know, the ones that are standing up at the front and, you know, yelling and screaming and carrying on, or the pompous ones with robes and, you know, all manner of degrees and, you know, doctor this and that and big degrees, you know, and study and pompous, you know. Or the ones that, you know, have a holier-than-thou, better-than-you type attitude. Well, so if let's say you grow up in a home where it's forced upon you, see, there's an old expression that says that the devil forces us to be good, but God allows us to make mistakes. The devil forces us to be good, but God allows us to make mistakes. Can you see? Do you understand? See, the devil, if he pretends to be a Christian and then tries to force religion down your throat, you see how he turns people off to it? See? So there is a real Christianity, but people reject what they never find it because they react so emotionally to the Christianity because it was forced upon them. See? So a lot of pressure is put on kids, a lot of pressure. And they're lectured and lectured and punished and so on and so forth. And Christianity is used like a club, see what I mean? So it's very unfortunate, it turns them off. Now others go the other way, they become submissive. They become conformists, see? They give in to that sort of thing. But the problem with that is that the unholy spirit that is driving those people that are forcing, cramming, pressuring religion upon people, that unholy spirit gets into those who conform and give in, you know, and lick boots for approval, because they want to become the ones that lord it over other people. See, they start to enjoy having it forced upon them, and they study because they will someday themselves be the ones that force it upon other people. Are you with me? And then the other problem is those people that it's forced upon who develop a hatred of it. Well, unfortunately, hate is also a response that allows the unholy spirit to get in. So the bad spirit gets in one way or the other, whether you hate it or you conform to it. Now, what else happens to people? Well, and some people encounter hypocrites. Hypocrites that are phony, that pretend, that act nice, but they're not really. You know, they go to church and sing songs and act real nice, but then during the week they're mean and do bad things. See, yell at their kids and scream and fight and everything. So it's phony. So a lot of people encounter phony hypocrites, and they hate. And so again, they reject true Christianity because they think that the phonies are real Christians. See, we think that the ones that force it upon us are real Christians. We think that the phony ones are real Christians. We think the ones that try to lord it over us with degrees and titles and learning and cleverness, we think they're real Christians, but they're not. See? That's the trick. See? All right. So therefore, if you have rejected Christianity because you encountered people that were phony or who pressured, see, or were hypocrites, well, then just realize that those weren't real Christians. See what I mean? All right. Now, The other thing is, so now do you see what happens when people encounter Christians that are not really Christians? Okay, now there's one other thing, and that is that false Christianity, or any false religion or false authority, breeds contempt. See, kids, a kid grows up in a home where the parents are, like we said, Christian in name only, or they're hypocrites or what have you. Not quite right. There's something missing. They're not Christian through and through. They're not the real thing. They're kind of a counterfeit version of it. See, they're very clever. Very clever. Act very nice, especially in public, etc., etc. But something's missing. So the kids see that, but they think that it's the real thing. See? They're fooled by it. They're bamboozled by it. See? So they lap it all up. And they study and study, and then they become just like the parents that are fooling them, and then they have chapter and verse, and they lord it over other people. But they become contemptuous because because it's a weak form. See, it says in the Bible that in the last days there will be, I can't remember how it's said, but they said it's a weak, shallow verse. It's a Christianity, but without the power. So it's weak, see, so they become contemptuous. They feel like they know it all. See, that's what knowledge does. See, that's the problem with any kind of knowledge, whether it's religious knowledge, scientific knowledge, any kind of knowledge. That's why kids go to high school, become smart alecks. They go to college, they take classes. They become smart alecks because they think they know something just because they've studied a little bit out of a book and got a good grade. So they become contemptuous because it's not really something noble, something worthy, something deep. See, it's kind of weak and kind of shallow, and they feel like it's easy, and so they become contemptuous. See? But then, of course, they don't know what's happening to them. They become guilty for that, and then they, take drugs and take alcohol and smoke marijuana to get rid of the guilt. They don't know where it's coming from. Are you with me? All right. So now you see the problem with religion that forces itself on people, the problem with religion that's hypocritical, and the problem with religion that's weak, or any kind of authority that's weak. See, weak parents make the kids contemptuous. See? So there you have it. So now you know. Now you know the truth. So now perhaps you can see there is. Well, there may be. Let me put it to you this way. See? It's not my job to try to force anything upon you, or to try to convince you of anything. I'm simply here talking and pointing things out, and you can see for yourself whether what I'm saying is true. You can see whether it's true. You've experienced it. You've seen the hypocrites. You've seen the phoniness. See, you've seen the pressure. So you know what it's like, see? So what I'm saying is, if it may be, see, of course I believe that there is, and I know that there is, but I'm just saying, see, for the purposes of our discussion, that there may be a real Christianity and you've never encountered it. Okay? So, in other words, there's hope. There's hope that there is a real thing, you just haven't encountered it yet. We'll continue with our discussion of real Christianity versus false Christianity after this brief announcement.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just mention that you're listening to the Ask Roland Show. I've been around a long time. I've been around 20 years. I'm 60 years old. So I've had some experience in life. And I've been on the air for 20 years. 20 years, and I'm saying the same thing now that I said 20 years ago. I'm saying that there is a real religion. See, and what it is, it's the relationship between a soul and its maker. And there are two types of people in the world, those people who love truth and those people who hate truth. Now, all of us, we kind of don't like the truth because it makes us feel bad. See, we don't like our phoniness or our mistakes being revealed. We don't like to be exposed, see. We don't like to admit that we're wrong. How many of you like to admit that you're wrong? See? Well, you don't like to admit you're wrong. You bristle. Somebody points out you're wrong. A lot of times you bristle. You don't like it. You don't want to admit you're wrong. You don't want to admit you made some mistakes, and you harden your heart. See? If you're a parent, your little child is there. Your little child has a question, and you become impatient. Stop asking so many questions. I'm tired. Had a long day at work. See, you're impatient. Your child goes off with a tear in her eye, see? And then at that moment, you see your child with a tear in her eye, and for a moment you have a realization. You realize that you were mean, see? But in that moment of realization, do you give in to that, which is the truth? That's the truth. What is the truth in that situation? The truth is, you were mean, see? That's the truth. You didn't have patience. That's the truth. You did not have patience. You did not have love. That's the truth. Now, do you admit the truth? Most of us will not. We harden our heart. See? We harden our heart, and we don't want to admit it. But there are some rare people. There are some rare people who, after a lifetime of conforming and rebelling and hating and hiding, hurting, and hating, and resenting, and not wanting to admit they're wrong, and trying to prove that they're right, and compensating in all different ways, and making a lot of mistakes, and all of that, see? After all of that, finally, they reach a point where they just don't want to be, they just don't want to be anymore. They want to come clean. They want to come clean. And the reason for that is because deep down in their hearts, they love the truth. See, now you can't tell the good ones from the bad ones. You can't tell. You can have, some people can get awfully messed up. You know, you can have somebody that's a drug addict or an alcoholic or lying in the gutter or, you know, just got angry and made a lot of mistakes and ended up in prison and, you know, or you can end up with some person that has a little job somewhere, is a clerk somewhere, but they're just full of hate. And they go home and just hide in their apartment and stuff their face and watch TV and listen to music, and they're hateful. See? People can really, 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 really messed up. But part of the reason is because they hated people. They hated the phoniness, the cruelty, the meanness, the hypocrisy. They hated those and people that didn't want to admit they're wrong. See, they hated people. They hated their parents who didn't want to admit they were wrong. But then the trouble is, see, the hate made them guilty, so they started to take drugs and so on and so forth, or marijuana or alcohol or pills or whatever, to try to deny the truth, to get rid of the guilt, which was the truth, see, which was the truth, trying to make them aware that they were wrong. And so then they were guilty for that. So basically they're trying to hide the not admit the truth too, see. If you hate your parents for not wanting to admit they're wrong, then you take alcohol to deny that you're wrong, then you're just like them. Just you're doing it in a different way, or maybe the same way, you see? All right. I'll be right back after this announcement. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes.
The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Ask Roland program. I hope you enjoyed today's program. It's about religion. What is true religion? This is an excellent program. It's the kind of program you should listen to again and again and again. As a matter of fact, you can, because it's we have a podcast of it at our website, CoachRoland.com, CoachRoland, CoachRoland.com, or you can go to KCAAradio.com. Look for the Sunday morning, click on the podcast, and then you can listen to it again, because there's so much here. But now do you see that there's two types of people, those that love the truth and those that hate the truth. And the ones that hate the truth, they will never find true religion is. But those people who do love the truth deep down, see, but even they have something against truth because they don't want to admit they're wrong. You see what I mean? Like I was just describing. But those people at a certain point, you know, and I cannot tell you when that will be, but at a certain point, they just are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they want to come clean. They want to come clean, and they yearn for something true and pure, and they yearn for this innocence that they had when they were little children. And their soul silently cries out to God, and then He answers. Okay? And He answers by bringing the person up in awareness to objectivity. Now, we have a meditation here, too, that's very helpful. We have a very simple meditation that is free. I actually have made it free. You can use it. Helps you to become calm. Helps you to become still. So you can refine your intuition. You can refine that inner light that shines upon things. See, when I'm here speaking, if you have a perceptiveness of truth, see, then you can listen to me as I'm talking, and you can see that what I'm saying is true. See, you see that what I'm saying is true. Now, when I'm all done talking, you may not remember what I said, but as I say it, you see that it's true, okay? All right. Well, that means the light is in you also. You have the light in you, this inner light, see? And this inner light can become a lamp unto your feet. It's your intuition. It's what you know in your heart when you just see, when you just know. It's wordless, see? So you don't have to study religion. You don't have to get involved in a whole bunch of rituals, and you don't have to go crawling on your hands and knees to other people and have them spoon-feed you this or that, see? You can just go in your own room, close the door, and learn to be still and experience God. Experience the presence of God. See, God is in the present. He is, His presence, with a capital P, is in the present. You become aware of Him when you become still, when you get out of your imagination and all your loves and hates and angers and all of that stuff. You just kind of set it aside. You learn to observe it without being lost in it. Get out of your thinking, the endless squirrel cage of thinking and worrying and planning and scheming, and you just sit quietly. Come in awareness and in the light, see, experience the light, the warm light of God's truth. See? And that's it. You're on your way. Now you can find true religion. I shall be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I made a very, very beautiful program. I got right down to basics and talked from the heart, and it was excellent. I encourage you to listen to it again. Go to my website, coachroland.com. A lot of resources there, and a free meditation. Free books to read, free lot of good stuff. Become acquainted with yourself. Calm down and relax a little bit and refine the important things in life and refine yourself. Become a friend of God and you'll be all right. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.